வல்லேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of October, 1975, in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Can I start by asking you what you think of Sunday school?
Just to preach this cult, Krishna consciousness. And I was expected since a long time, so I could not come here due to my other engagements.
Yes.
Every country is all right. I don't find any fault. But only difficulty is that all over the world the civilization is being misdirected. They are not taking importance of the right thing. Just like we are in this body. Now, when the body is dead, we cry that my father is gone, my son is gone. But if I reply that your father is lying on the bed, why are you crying that your father has gone? What will be the reply? The father whom the son has seen since his birth, that body and the coat and pant. So that coat, pant and body is there on the bed. Why the son is crying? My father has gone. What is the reply? What should be the reply?
I want what
is your reply? He has not seen his father. That is my reply. Now, the person whom he accepted as his father, he's lying there on the bed.
Yes.
And now he's crying that my father is gone. That means he has not seen his father. So this is going on. The whole world movement is on the basic principle of that living force which makes the body so important. Either a politician or a philosopher or a scientist, so long the living force is there, the body is important. And as soon as the living force is gone, then it is simply a lump of matter. So we are taking care of this lump of matter, not of the living force. This is the mistake of the whole civilization. We do not know what is that living force. There is no scientist. There is no philosopher, nothing of the sort. Simply, as child, we cry, oh, my father has gone. Why did you not see who is your father or who is your son? Where is that education? Where is that enlightenment? Where is that university? Therefore, I say, the whole civilization is going misdirect. They do not know what is the important factor in civilization.
If I ask you to give the people who will read my article a message.
This is my message, that the whole civilization is misdirected, giving importance on the body, but the living force within the body, he does not know anything about.
What message would you give to people in terms of helping people perhaps live better lives?
Yes. But if the basic principle is wrong, then all their plans for becoming happy is also wrong. So he does not know what is the important factor. So when he comes to know that he is not this body, his spirit soul. He studies what is the nature of the spirit soul, what is the necessity of the spirit soul, then he becomes happy. If he is under misconception, suppose I take you, Mr. Singhal, as the core, and I take care of the core and not of you person, then is that very good proposal? So that is going on. They are taking care of the shirt and coat, not the person who is putting on the shirt and coat. This is the mistake of the modern civilization. And the Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to correct it. Not theoretically, but by scientifically, by philosophically, economically, religiously, everything. Therefore we have got so many books. We are trying to distribute and enlighten people.
Yeah.
This is all. Then people will be happy. Unless one who knows what I am and what is my business, what is my aim of life, then how he can be happy? Just like a dog is jumping here and there, but he does not know what is the aim of life. So if you do not come to the spiritual platform, that we remain animals like cats and dogs. Now, what is the civilization of cats and dogs? If you keep the dogs as dog, and if you ask some of them to come together and make a peace formula, is it possible the dogs will be able to make any peace formula? Because they are dogs, they have gone barking, that's all. So we are attempting so many peace formula, but we are keeping the consciousness on the body, exactly like the dog. Therefore there is no peace. There cannot be any peace. First of all, you must come to the real platform, the living force. What is the spirit soul? What is the necessity? What is the aim? That we do not
know. Your Grace, a great many of South Africa's church leaders, of some of the big churches, are fearful that South Africa is going to find itself in a situation of violence. What message would you give this country in terms of avoiding any violence?
I am going to every country, because everywhere the same mistake is going on. Bodily concept of life. So I am trying to bring them to the real life, and then make that plan, they will live. It is not for South Africa, or any Africa or any country. South America, South India, any. The problem is the same. Everywhere the same conception. I am South African, I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. So all these things are on the bodily concept of life. Nobody says, no, I am not this body. I am different from body. Nobody says. We are simply preaching that you are not this body. You are different from me. That is our unique situation. Perhaps throughout the whole world, we are trying to preach that you are not this body. You are different from body. And we have not manufactured this idea. This is the instruction is Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita, the first teaching is Dehinasmin Tathadehe Kaumara Jogunangjara Tathadehantara Prati Dhira Satyanami. This is the first instruction. Just like in the body of a child, the spirit soul is there. Therefore, the child is becoming a boy. And the boy is becoming a young man. Young man is becoming old man. Then what is the next? And then the old man must have a next body. This is very simple logic. But I am the same. I was also a baby, I was a boy, I remember. But the body is no longer existing. I am existing, I know that I had such and such body. So therefore the conclusion is that after annihilation of this body, I will exist in another body. So who knows this science? And there are 8,400,000 forms of body what kind of or what form of body I am going to get next, where is the science? So we are teaching Vaikrishna consciousness movement, all these things. Not only theoretically, but with scientific knowledge, philosophy, everything. You can see our, we have got over 50 books of 400, 500 pages each. We are teaching only about Krishna consciousness.
Your Grace, what stops so many people from becoming Krishna devotees?
Join this, our center. You come here, you will become Krishna devotee. Just like these boys, they are not imported from India. They are European, American, and South African. You are South African?
British.
I'm British, and we South African.
It's South African.
So, we welcome everyone. African, South African, North African.
What stops so many millions of...
Well, knowledge means it is meant for few men. If you want men without any university degree, you'll get many thousands. But as soon as say we want graduate, it will be minimized. And as soon as you say postgraduate, it will still minimize. So it, as soon as there is question of knowledge, then number of people will be diminished. So we cannot expect mass of people. But if there are good persons, example, 5 persons, vivid example, that will help the whole society. There is ideal class. They know everything.
When you're going to be delivering 2 addresses next week at one of our biggest universities.
That he knows.
It'd be nice if you mentioned that in your article.
I will. But I want to know, what will you tell people?
These things in different way. They come to your pure knowledge and make your plan, then you'll be happy. And if your basic principle is wrong, then whatever plan you make, it will be useless.
The thing that worries me is that how do people begin to understand that their basic principle might be wrong?
Yes, one goes to school and gradually he understands what is 1, what is 2, what is 3, what is 2 plus 2, 3 to 4, who to play. It is a question of learning, education.
This doesn't affect the ordinary man in the street, of course. This doesn't affect the masses.
Mass of people. He says it doesn't affect them.
Mass of people will follow. Acharya is Krishna, just like everyone in politics. There is one leader and people follow him. So we want first class leader, then mass will follow. If the leaders are rascals and fools, then what do you do that? The leader is blind. How he can help other blind men? He must be open eyes. Then he can lead thousands of blind men. Come here. And if he is himself blind, then what? How he can help? That is one thing. One open eyes man is sufficient to lead many thousands of blind men. But if the leaders are also blind, then it is useless. He must be in perfect knowledge. That is what. We do not expect a mass of people will understand this philosophy. It is not possible. But at least the leaders, they must know how to lead people. The father, the teacher, the government, like that. Then people will follow.
My last question. Would you be meeting other spiritual leaders in South Africa?
I do not know that spiritual leader, nobody.
We haven't found any really prominent personalities even to this problem.
But one spiritual leader is there, Swami Sahajanand.
Yes, the Divine Life Society in Durban, the head of that. He wrote one letter praising Prabhupada's work. He is rightfully representing Vedic literature.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We are taking lunch. So it is very important movement. Try to study, understand, and it is the duty of the pressman, journalist to provide it. They must know the first science of the living force within the body. That is the most important one.
I feel that within myself, and this concerns myself, that I haven't spoken to you enough, and I haven't heard you enough, and that I have...
No, you can ask me more other questions, I can be back, there's more.
Well, I can't say now, and I feel too that I'm imposing, because I know that...
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Take for example myself. I went to United States, unknown country, without any plan, without any hope, simply on theory that I shall go and preach there, and with this expectation also, that as soon as I shall ask them to give up all this having, they will ask me to go back. So, in the face of so many odds and uncertainty, I went there simply depending on my spiritual master and Krishna with this hope only. If there is desire, everything can be done. But otherwise there is no hope. I'm going there hopeless, and just to make an experiment. My other godbrothers, they failed. All right. Guru Maharaj asked me in the beginning, I did not do, let me do it in this old age. So it became surprisingly success. Business started with 40 rupees, and now we have got 4 crores. Where is that business in the material world? That a man started business with 40 rupees and he has got 4 crores within 10 years. Not only money, but also fame, respect. What do these kings and president or minister get respect?
It takes them 50 years.
Huh?
It takes them 50 years. Still they get kicked on the face.
Nobody would sincerely respect them. Only for some self-interest. But here, respect offered to me, it is out of love. That is not for any bargaining. So who can get this? This is God's. One has to see by the result. That is stated in, I think, we have described. The container is understood by the quantity, contents. The container is understood by the quantity of the contents. The example is given of water here and light. Good flame, then we can understand that the contents is very inflammable, just like petrol. So that is in common life. When there is big amount of quantity of water, that means the container is big. Similarly, big quantity of ether, then it is understood quantity according to the quantity. So one has to understand that Krishna says, Jajjat Bhibhutimat Satta, Mumati Jansa. How much Krishna's favor is there? We have to understand from the contents. Then we can understand, we can make an estimate of the container. By the quantity of contents, we can understand the capacity of the content. This is described in the Bhagavad. And so Chaitanya Chaitamrita also. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Krishna Nama Praja. Without Krishna's special power of attorney, nobody can preach his name, Chaitanya. So these rascals, God brothers, are envious. Why? 40 years in Burma. Let's see. what kind of men they are. They are not even ordinary human. They are envious of me. And what to speak, I will make a judgment by estimation. Enviousness is immediately disqualification for a Vaishnava. Immediate. Paramanirma saranam satam. This Bhagavad Dharma is meant for the person who is completely not envious. That is the beginning. Why a Vaishnava should be envious for anyone? Everyone is working according to his karma. He is trying to rectify it. Then be out of these classes of karma. You come to bhakti. Why he should be envious? Mancha kalpatar bhasta kripa sindhu bhayavata. Bhasta should be like ocean of mercy to reclaim the fallen souls. That is Vaishnava's quality. Vaishnava should be envious. Vaishnava cannot be envious. Vaishnava should be like, oh, my Lord's name is being broadcast. He is getting, giving so much service to make Krishna known. This man has appreciated. There are all these spiritual leaders that are deriding, you are the only man. It enthuses us, gives us more encouragement that you are keeping intact love of Krishna. This is an appreciation. Why is it envious? He should be rather very much enthused that this single man is keeping Krishna all over the world. And everyone is deriding, even Gandhi is killing Krishna. No. Dr. Radhakrishna is killing. Their only business is to kill Krishna.